Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is For Such a Time as This. We'll return after a quick message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
For Such a Time as This by Emma Dancy. Esther 4:14 says, "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this." If you remain silent. One of the greatest ways in which the enemy works is to get us to be silent. If we are quiet in our faith, in our struggles, in our lives, the Lord cannot use us. This is certainly not to say if someone is mute that God cannot use them, for there are many ways to communicate the gospel. However, when we know the truth of Christ and we refrain from sharing that with others, it is wrong. When we know the hope of Jesus and that we are His children, but try to hide out of fear, we are called to let our light shine before all people. We are told to not be ashamed of the gospel. In what ways do you feel tempted to be silent about your faith? It can be easy without realizing it to hide the most important part of our lives around others in certain settings or around relatives who have not been receptive. However, just like Queen Esther was truly a Jew in a royal position, her rank would not save her from the annihilation of the Jewish people from the evil Haman. She was the Jews' hope to go directly to the king on their behalf. This came at a great cost, and she had to be willing to choose God over her own life. There was a great possibility that she would be killed. However, the Lord was working in her midst. Relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. This is a hard statement, but Mordecai, Esther's uncle, shares the truth that if Esther did not speak up, it did not mean that she would be spared. He shares the convicting truth that God would raise up someone else for their deliverance and that her silence would not save her and her loved ones. Has God ever invited you to lead or be part of something and you turned it down? The sad part is that when we do this, the Lord is still going to work, but we miss out on the opportunity to be involved in His kingdom work. He has given us an invitation, but we have to decide if we will join in. Will we be bold and confident walking in the Spirit, or will we run away in fear and always be passing on positions and opportunities to others? For such a time as this. Have you ever thought about how you are called to reach this generation? You and I have been born in the year chosen by God, and our timelines are intentional for His purposes. The fact is that if we are alive today, the Lord has a plan for us to share His gospel message for such a time as this. That means even in times of war, times of identity confusion, times of division, times of social media, and times of anxiety and depression, that if we are here, God desires to use us. Have you ever had a perfect moment at the perfect time? An experience where things just happened to work out right when they needed to? The Lord has beautifully orchestrated this exact period of time to use you and to use me for His glory. We are invited to not remain silent, but to speak of His love and salvation, to say yes to His call, and to remember that He is with us even in the most uncertain of times. Intersecting faith and life. How have you remained silent in your faith before? What are ways in which you can be more brave to share of the hope that you have with others? In what ways do you feel like God has put you where you are for such a time as this? Further reading, Matthew 5:16, Romans 1:16, 2 Peter 1 verse 3.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Think you know David? The shepherd boy who killed Goliath with just a stone and a sling, right? Well, there's so much more to his story. From shepherd to king, David's life was filled with triumphs and tragedies. How David navigated family, leadership, and faith offers profound lessons for all of us. The David Story, Shepherd, Father, King, is a free online course exploring David's life and how it sheds light on topics like our relationship with God, family dynamics, leadership principles, and overcoming sin. Taught by Professor Justin Jackson of Hillsdale College, this free 8-lesson course delves into the Old Testament through the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. Unlock the power of David's story. Learn more about life's big questions and what truly matters. Enroll in this free course today by texting the word David to 94878. Again, that's David to 94878. Join us for a deeper understanding of the Bible. Enroll in the David Story now by texting David to 94878.